This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who I have here in the studio lounge, Mr. John Cassidy from Keenan Mitchell Group. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's always good to see you.
Well, thank you. Well, likewise, always good to see you as well. We kind of run into each other on the road.
Absolutely.
Periodically throughout the year. It's good to see you here in Las Vegas. Although it's looking a little dusty outside. We're having a major windstorm here.
Windy.
And it is blowing the dust around big time. So, yeah, it's crazy out there. But we're glad we're inside here.
We are.
And experiencing some great conversations in there, John. And any highlights for you so far? We're like we're a little over halfway of day one here and some really good conversations. Anything stand out for you so far?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that stands out at these underground events is the way that credit unions have to think differently to continue to stay relevant,
Completely.
Right? And, you know, we had Brian Koss from our CMFG Ventures team mm-hmm. on a panel earlier mm-hmm. today. You know, we really feel it's our responsibility at Keenan Mutual Group to bring fintechs into the credit union ecosystem. You know, we've got the capital. It's something that our CEO, Bob Trunzo, took very seriously. We're on the front end of setting up a venture capital fund for an insurance company.
Yeah.
So we were ahead of that. And, you know, I think we've got the capital where we can actually swing and miss.
Mm-hmm.
We can take that risk. But I'll tell you, that team's just done an amazing job. We have way more hits than misses with our investments we've made in ventures.
And we've had a number of those folks on the show as well. So it's really cool to see. And I continue to see, like, the folks at Clutch. I see them around at various shows now
of the other Mickey's everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Those guys are funny. So but they're doing a great job as well. And you guys chose well.
Yeah. So what's nice about it is, you know, we're not just investing in them and sitting on the sidelines and let them do their thing.
No, you're working
we're
with them,
finding
right?
out ways to integrate them into our business
so
that we can help bring that technology to credit unions
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and benefit our own product lines.
Right.
So there's a real nice connection with what we've been doing
in that area. Good move. Anything else? I know that was like the first session of the day,
right?
When Brian was up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was so fascinating talking about that stuff. So yeah, so really good. So anything else stand out for you so far?
So I was really excited to see this next gen board member panel that's taking place right now. We actually featured a few of these panelists at our online discovery conference
mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
year, because I just think it's so important at the board level to have that diversity of thought, backgrounds, age, all sorts of
Completely.
Different demographics because, you know, if you look at credit union boards across the country, they do not represent the members that they serve. The makeup
not
is just
usually.
Not
yeah,
consistent
you're right.
whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think these conversations have to continue to happen. So, you know, we saw it at Discovery. Now it's taking place here.
Mm-hmm.
We need this conversation mm-hmm. to continue and get more credit unions thinking about their next generation board members. We're going to need it if we want to stay relevant in the years that come ahead.
I agree. And my question to them is, like, what are you doing to help recruit these folks? I mean, obviously, a lot of creators are doing all that they can to get out there. But what are some of these steps? What are we doing? What can we borrow some ideas from other industries that do that? I mean, what more can we do to bring in those folks to be more diverse?
Yeah, and I think storytelling, it works well, too.
Yeah.
You know, Sue Mitchell is... she actually helped me put this board together for the board conversation together for Discovery.
Okay, right on.
When we knew we were having it, my first phone call was to Sue because I knew she'd have a perspective on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew she'd have some great panelists
mm-hmm,
to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's telling stories, right? Like thinking about all the different ways you can look to find new board members.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different ways you can go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I would love to see credit union boards composition better reflect the members
mm-hmm.
that they serve.
Agreed.
I think we're going to need to.
And what do you see the benefits of that? I mean, I think the answer is obvious, but I just want to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to know the preferences that your members want. I mean, we're doing some of that intel even at Keenan Mutual
mm-hmm,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a multicultural center of expertise, and we are looking at all the different lenses of multicultural consumers, what matters to them.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
we've got the research report out now on that.
Because mm-hmm.
If you don't understand and care about, you know, what matters to them in their life, you're going to have a hard time, you know, resonating them, becoming their institution of choice that
Agreed.
They're looking for.
Agreed. Yeah, and I think somebody on the panel there said it starts top down. That a lot of the stuff we do in the credit union industry is grassroots. It starts from and goes up.
Yes.
But in this case, it starts at the top and then it spreads down. So that's where it all starts, right?
Absolutely.
At the board. So you got to really have a good representation of them. Also, talk about your Keenan Mutual support. of the Underground Collision, and what brings you back every year? Because I've seen you a number of these as well. So
yeah, I'll tell you, I always get bummed out at GAC because with my meeting schedule, I can never attend the GAC Underground because I have to be in multiple places at once.
That's a good one.
And you know, thankfully they record them and we get to watch them from afar.
Yeah.
But when I have the chance to come to these in person, again, the Sue and Zach and the team, they challenge us to think differently about ways we're going to continue to stay relevant. And they're having conversations you're just not seeing at a lot of other events. So they're really challenging all of us to think a little differently. And I just, the people that come to these, like their passion and their love for credit unions, it's infectious.
Yep, it is.
So, you know, I come for the networking, I come to learn. And yeah, CUNY Mutual is a big supporter of the Underground because we believe in what they do. Like, we need credit unions to stay relevant and strong for our own business model. So we have to do our part to continue to invest in organizations that are doing things like this so that we can all collectively continue to grow and thrive together.
Yep. Well said. Well said. Yeah. And already, I mean, we're only halfway through day one. And some of the discussions have been very frank, very candid.
Absolutely.
But that's what you need in order to move forward, right?
Yeah. And so, that's what you get at these Underground events.
Exactly.
People are not afraid to speak their mind. They're not worried about hurting your feelings because it needs to be said.
Yep. And it's a safe place, too. So, people, nobody's going to judge anybody here. So, but we're going to take it with a grain of salt and we're going to act on it. So, really good stuff here. Anything else on the docket that you want to talk about, John? Anything else you guys are doing at CUNY Mutual or the Venture Group?
We've got all sorts of fun stuff going on.
Oh, I bet you do. I know.
We've got
our laundry list.
We've got our whole FinTech Solutions area now that's really helping actively bring FinTech to credit unions.
Oh, good. Which is one of the big discussions earlier, right?
Yeah, so particularly on the lending side, like we're developing an end-to-end lending solution that can take you right from that first loan offer all the way through to the closed forms. Beautiful. I think we're the number one forms provider in America.
Wow.
We purchased a company called Compliance Systems, and they're just best in class at what they do.
Right on.
And so there's a lot of exciting things happening at CUNY Mutual right now with the investments we're making. They're paying off. We're starting to see them come together and become part of the home company's business model. Mm-hmm. And we're evolving quickly because we realize we have to.
Oh my gosh, you just took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to say this stuff is a have to now.
Yeah.
Just because of what's going on out there with the other fintechs that are nipping at our heels and the big, giant, gigantic banks and stuff doing all sorts of stuff. So we got to do this stuff to maintain and stay ahead of the curve, right?
And it came up in one of the panels. I think Tony said it, Tony Patel.
Yeah, this is in the very first one.
Fintechs need us more than we need them, but we need their technology. So I think there's a ton of mutually beneficial partnership opportunities, and we're going to continue doing that.
I just thought of a question. So should credit unions make themselves more available to fintechs? And if so, how do they do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ones that we're working with, it's the forward-thinking credit unions that are growing. They're the ones that are partnering with fintech. I mean, it shouldn't be something they're scared to do.
Yeah.
And again, like, we're trying to help be a facilitator here, too.
Right.
You know, just last month in Madison, we just opened our brand-new building on campus.
I heard about that. Well done.
You got to come see us, too.
It's
a beautiful building.
Yeah.
But we hosted a fintech summit where we brought in our portfolio companies, over 100 credit union leaders from across the country. And that's exactly what we did. We got together. They got to meet them, got to learn what they were all about. I mean, it was just a fantastic event. But that's one of the things we're trying to do is how do we better connect the credit unions and the fintechs?
Right.
Because they can both stand to benefit from some strong partnerships.
Yeah, the fintechs get an engaged audience right off the bat. Credit unions get the benefit of the technology. So it works really, really works well both ways. So
absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, John, anything else to add?
No,
wrap
just
up? I know you want to get back in there. So
yeah, it's great to see you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You too.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.